Inside Sarasota Memorial's high-stakes bet on the oldest, richest coast in America, the fire stations on Longboat Key do not spend their days fighting fires. Longboat Key Fire Rescue is an all-paramedic advanced life support transport department, 38 people in two stations covering a 10-mile island where the median age is 73. It answers more than 2,000 calls a year, and the overwhelming majority of them are medical. The chest pain at 3 a.m., the fall in the condo bathroom, the slurred speech that a spouse recognizes as a stroke. Residents can walk into either station during business hours and get a free blood pressure check. Across the bay, Sarasota County's fire department runs 29 ambulances a day and answers roughly 67,000 emergencies a year, of which only about 7,000 involve fire. When those crews load a stroke or a cardiac patient into the back of the rescue, there is exactly one destination, Sarasota Memorial Hospital on Tamiami Trail, home to the only comprehensive stroke center, the only trauma center, and the only around-the-clock cardiac catheterization capability that matters in Sarasota County. Every other choice is a longer drive or a helicopter ride. That single fact, that the county's entire emergency medical system funnels into one taxpayer-owned hospital, is why Sarasota Memorial's expansion is not a real estate story or a press release story. It is a question of whether a public institution can simultaneously be a world-class destination for patients who can afford to go anywhere and the safety net for patients who can go nowhere else. In one of the oldest markets in the United States, while investor-owned chains circle the edges, the system is answering that question with more than $1 billion in construction, a $425 million bond program, a new hospital in Northport, and a $220 million cancer pavilion that opened in June. The answer is not yet in, and the stakes are higher than the ribbon cuttings suggest. The patient who can go anywhere. Here is the problem Sarasota Memorial's leadership lives with. A Longboat Key resident diagnosed with prostate cancer, or a bad aortic valve, or a glioblastoma, is statistically likely to be a retired executive, physician, attorney, or entrepreneur with a Medicare Advantage or Medigap plan, a second home in a state with an academic medical center, and a lifelong relationship with somebody's cardiologist in Boston or Cleveland. That patient can drive 3 hours to Moffitt in Tampa, fly to Mayo in Jacksonville or Rochester, or book MD Anderson in Houston, and pay whatever it costs. Nobody has to persuade that patient to seek the best. The hospital has to persuade that patient that the best is on Waldemere Street. Listen to how Sarasota Memorial talks about itself, and you hear the strategy. CEO David Verinder's standard line is that residents should have access to nationally recognized care, quote, close to home. When the Milman Cover Cancer Pavilion opened June 12th, Chief Operating Officer Jeff Limbacher said the new centers have transformed our ability to deliver world-class oncology services right here at home in Sarasota. The phrase is repeated so often that it functions as a mission statement, and it is aimed squarely at the patient who is already comparing the Sarasota experience against the one at Mayo. The competitive answer has been to build the institutions that a destination patient expects, named cancer and heart programs, fellowship-trained subspecialists, robotic surgery, a clinical trials portfolio, and a research institute, all supported by independent quality rankings that a skeptical retiree can look up. It is expensive. The system's 2026 community report says it has invested more than $2 billion in facilities, research, and technology over the last several years, and the pace is accelerating. The patient who can go nowhere else, the other half of the job never makes the glossy report. Sarasota Memorial is the only health system in Sarasota County that delivers babies, runs a neonatal intensive care unit, admits children, treats major trauma, or provides inpatient psychiatric care for patients of any age. It runs a community specialty clinic for uninsured and underinsured residents. And its 186,636 annual emergency visits include a large share of people for whom the ER is the family doctor, because they do not have one. The system puts a price on that role. In 2025, it counted $22.3 million in traditional charity care, $51.2 million in bad debt, $45.8 million in Medicaid losses, $29.6 million in indigent care fund payments, $15 million in trauma and emergency call pay subsidies, and $58 million to keep hospitalists, anesthesiologists, and psychiatrists on duty. The largest single line is $129.8 million in Medicare losses, the gap between what the federal program pays and what care costs. The total, $354.7 million, is what Sarasota Memorial calls its mission services. And it is roughly what the hospital district collects in property taxes over almost 4 years. No investor-owned chain in the region carries that load. HCA's Doctors Hospital does not deliver babies. Universal Health Services, Lakewood Ranch Medical Center, does not run a trauma center. Those systems can build freestanding ERs along University Parkway to skim the well-insured and let the rest flow downhill to Tamiami Trail. Sarasota Memorial has to catch it all and then turn around and compete for the same affluent patient the chains are chasing. The demographic wave that makes it all urgent, Sarasota County is a preview of the country's future. About 18,900 residents, 38% of the population, are 65 or older, against 21.8% statewide and 18% nationally. The median age is 57.4. On Longboat Key, it is 73.2, with per capita income around $174,000 and more than two-thirds of residents past 65. Those residents are also living longer, which means more valves, more joints, more strokes, more cancers, and more rehab per capita than almost any hospital service area in the nation. This is what a hospital economist would call a captive, high-acuity, low-margin market. The wealth of the patients does not translate into wealthy reimbursement because the payer is Medicare, and Medicare pays below cost. Where the wealth does show up is in two places the chains cannot reach. The first is philanthropy. The Jellison, Milman Cover, Basha, Cornell, and Kolschowski names on the buildings reflect a foundation that reported $168 million in assets and $35 million in annual revenue in its most recent filing. And that paid for the 2011 hybrid operating room that launched the valve program. The second is the property tax. A public hospital with private sector muscle, Sarasota Memorial, opened on November 2, 1925, with 32 beds and canvas tents. A century later, it is owned by the Sarasota County Public Hospital District, governed by 9 unpaid citizens elected to 4-year terms, and it is the only public health system on the Suncoast. The district levies 1.042 mils on every taxable parcel in the county, a rate the board has held flat for years, and that is lower than the 1.086 mils charged in 2013. On a Longboat Key home with $2 million in taxable value, the hospital's line on the tax bill is about $2.084. Because the county's tax base is so valuable, that modest rate produced $93.8 million in the 2024 fiscal year. On top of the levy, the system reported $2.23 billion in operating revenue in 2025. It employs nearly 11,000 people, making it the county's largest employer and pays $1.1 billion in annual payroll. It handled more than 2 million patient registrations, 71,000 admissions, 131 surgeries, and 4,817 births last year. In the quarter that ended December 31, 2025, it posted a 9.9% operating margin, up from 6.2% a year earlier, and it holds roughly $1.4 billion in a fixed income investment portfolio. Wall Street has noticed. In late January, Moody's upgraded the district's bond rating to AA3 from A1, citing a track record of excellent performance, a leading market position, and a tax levy that supports operations, and it projected operating cash flow margins of 12 to 15% over the next several years. Fitch affirmed its AA rating. Days earlier, the board had voted to issue up to $425 million in revenue bonds this year. In February, the system priced the first $161 million through JP Morgan. Verinder's summary of the strategy sounds like a CFO's. Balance mission and margin. Lower the cost of borrowing, reinvest the savings. Heart. The program EMS is driving toward, if one service line explains why the ambulance goes where it goes, it is cardiac care. Sarasota Memorial's cardiothoracic team performs more than 1,000 cardiovascular surgeries and roughly 8,000 procedures a year, and runs what it describes as the region's largest robotic surgery program. The cardiac practices are consolidated in the Sarasota Memorial Heart Pavilion at 1540 S. Tamiami Trail. The inflection point came in 2011, when the foundation funded a hybrid operating room, a suite that merges a surgical theater with a catheterization lab, So surgeons, interventional cardiologists, and imaging specialists can work on one patient at once. The purpose was transcatheter aortic valve replacement, or TAVR, which allows patients too frail for open heart surgery to have a failing aortic valve replaced through an artery, a procedure practically designed for a market where the median patient is in their 70s. In 2020, the hospital became the first in Southwest Florida certified by the American College of Cardiology for transcatheter valve care. By mid-2023, the structural heart team had performed its 2000th TAVR. In February, Sarasota Memorial was named one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals in the annual Premier Inc. study published in Modern Healthcare, based on Medicare outcomes from 2021 through 2024. HealthGrades has ranked it among America's 50 best hospitals for cardiac surgery 3 years running. U.S. News rates it high-performing in aortic valve surgery, abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, TAVR, heart attack, bypass, heart failure, and arrhythmia treatment. For the paramedic in the back of a longboat key rescue, those rankings translate into a simple fact. The cath lab at the end of the bridge is one of the best in the country. Cancer? 3 buildings in 6 years to stop the leak. 6 years ago, Sarasota Memorial did not have a cancer institute, and a wealthy patient with a serious diagnosis had every reason to leave town. The build-out since then has been explicitly about giving that patient a reason to stay. It began in 2020 with an outpatient radiation oncology center at University Parkway. In November 2021, the $193 million oncology tower opened on the Sarasota campus for inpatient and surgical cancer care. On June 12th of this year, several hundred people gathered for the ribbon cutting of the Milman Cover Cancer Pavilion. $220 million, 7 stories, 200,000 square feet at 1941 Waldemere Street, connected to the oncology tower by a skybridge and served by a garage of nearly 700 spaces. The pavilion consolidates what patients once chased across town: the Boshia Breast Health Center with mammography, ultrasound, stereotactic and nuclear medicine imaging. Limbacher's framing was integration, meaning subspecialists holding multidisciplinary clinics in one building rather than passing patients between offices, which is precisely what the major cancer centers sell. The clinical evidence is beginning to accumulate. This year, the system reported that 75% of lung cancers found through its early detection program were caught at an early stage, well above national norms. U.S. News rates the hospital high-performing in colon, gynecological, lung and prostate cancer surgery, in gastroenterology and GI surgery, and in leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. The Kolchowski Research and Education Institute, opened in 2025, now runs more than 160 clinical trials, which is the specific thing a patient used to have to fly to Houston for. Orthopedics, the volume business of an aging coast, where nearly 4 in 10 residents are past retirement age. Joint replacement is not a specialty, but a production line. The system's own financial filings attribute rising surgical supply costs to increased cardiac and orthopedic volume. Its response has been to invest in what shortens recovery: the ROSA robotic surgical assistant for joint replacement, minimally invasive spine surgery, and same-day outpatient total joint programs. U.S. News ranks the orthopedic program in the top 10% nationally and rates it a top performer for hip and knee replacement, hip fracture care, and spinal fusion. HealthGrades has given it an Outpatient Joint Replacement Excellence Award 2 years running. The surgical pedigree is long. Sarasota Memorial deployed the first commercially available Da Vinci robot in Florida more than 20 years ago. The orthopedic program feeds into HealthFit, the system's medically integrated fitness center on Rand Boulevard, designed to keep patients moving after the implant goes in. Neuro, the only comprehensive stroke center in the county. Stroke is the emergency that most punishes distance, and it is the one where Sarasota Memorial's position is a state-sanctioned monopoly. Since 2015, the Sarasota campus has held Comprehensive Stroke Center certification, the highest tier, reserved for facilities that can perform neurointerventional procedures, such as mechanical clot retrieval and carotid stenting for patients too frail for surgery. It remains the only comprehensive stroke center in Sarasota County. SMH Venice holds the primary stroke center designation. When a longboat key paramedic calls a stroke alert, this is the team waiting. U.S. News rates the hospital high-performing in stroke care and places its neurology and neurosurgery program among the top 10% nationally. The neuroscience lineup runs to a Parkinson's disease clinic, a neuromuscular disorders clinic, a memory disorders program, and neurosurgery. And it feeds directly into the rehabilitation pavilion next door, which carries its own stroke specialty certification. Trauma. From 0 to 5, 200 patients a year, until 2015, a critically injured Sarasota County resident was flown or driven out of the county, usually to Blake and Bradenton or Tampa General, the region's only Level 1 center. That year, the hospital board approved a $16 million, three-year investment to build a trauma program from nothing. Dedicated trauma bays and operating rooms, a trauma ICU, 8 trauma surgeons, and 2 orthopedic traumatologists on call around the clock. The state granted provisional Level 2 status in May 2015 and full designation in 2016. In its first year, the center treated about 1,000 patients. It now treats more than 5,200 a year, with survival rates the system says run significantly better than national benchmarks. First-year mortality was 2.9% against a national figure above 4.3%. It has been continually redesignated after on-site reviews by the American College of Surgeons and remains the county's only trauma center, covering State Trauma Service Area 13, Sarasota, Manatee, and DeSoto counties. It is also a money loser by design, subsidized to the tune of $15 million a year in call pay alone. The chains have no interest in it. The public hospital has no choice. Rehab, the program that keeps outgrowing its building. The Rehabilitation Pavilion on the Sarasota campus opened in 2017 with 44 beds and has been full more or less since. It grew to 54 beds in 2018 and 60 in 2022. And last fall, the board approved $5.6 million for 7 more, to 67, when a new wing opens in early 2027. The 74,000-square-foot facility is physically attached to the hospital so that a patient who needs a scan or an emergency consult is a stretcher ride away, not an ambulance ride. U.S. News ranked the program 29th in the nation in 2024, the only TOP 50 listing for any hospital on the Suncoast. And Newsweek named it one of America's best inpatient physical rehabilitation centers for 2026. It holds CARF accreditation and a stroke specialty certification. Demand in South County has outrun even the Sarasota expansion, which is why the board approved an $82.5 million, four-story, 83,000-square-foot rehabilitation pavilion at the Venice campus with 50 private suites, therapy gyms, and mock real-world environments for relearning daily living. Construction begins this year. Opening is targeted for early 2028. The front door, 7 urgent care centers, and a barrier island outpost. For most residents, the point of contact is not a tower, but a storefront. Sarasota Memorial runs 7 urgent care centers: Heritage Harbor in Bradenton, University Parkway, Bee Ridge, Stickney Point, Venice, South Venice, and St. Armand's, plus freestanding ERs at Lakewood Ranch, opened in January 2025, and Toledo Blade in Northport. All take walk-ins, all have on-site lab and x-ray, all connect to the hospital's record, and patients can hold a place in line online through Save My Spot. The St. Armand's Center at 500 John Ringling Boulevard is the one that matters on the islands, and its origins show how the system thinks about this market. In December 2014, the hospital board paid $3.6 million for the site where Dr. Edward Carlston ran the St. Armand's Medical Center. The old building came down and a new one went up with the clinic on the second floor above flood-elevated parking. It opened October 1, 2016, as the system's 6th urgent care center, with an explicit mission to serve Longboat Key, Lido, Bird Key, Plymouth Harbor, and the neighborhoods west of the trail, and a projection of 9,000 to 10,000 visits a year. It is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. It treats fractures, sprains, lacerations and burns, colds, flu and infections, gives immunizations and physicals, and runs an anticoagulation clinic for the island's many residents on blood thinners. What it does not do is emergency medicine, and the system is blunt about that. A heart attack or stroke still means 911 and the ride over the bridge. But for a population whose median age is over 70, the difference between a 15-minute trip to the circle, and a 2-hour wait in an ER is not trivial. It is the kind of convenience that binds an affluent patient base to a system. And it is exactly what the chains are trying to replicate, with the freestanding ERs sprouting across Lakewood Ranch. Filling in the map, Venice, Northport, Lakewood Ranch. The last 5 years of expansion have been geographic as much as clinical. In November 2021, the same month the oncology tower opened, Sarasota Memorial opened its first new hospital in 96 years. SMH Venice, 110 beds on Laurel Road. Within a year, the investor-owned ShorePoint Health Venice Hospital closed abruptly, weeks before Hurricane Ian, and SMH Venice absorbed the surge while staying fully open through Ian and later Milton. The campus doubled in 2024 with a 102-bed tower and now holds 212 private suites and 61 emergency treatment rooms. An outpatient endoscopy and digestive health center is planned there for 2027 alongside the rehab pavilion in 2028. Northport is next. In January 2025, the board approved a $450 million hospital on 32 acres it owned on North Sumter Boulevard near I-75, then added $57 million for 3 floors of shell space, bringing the project to $507 million. Ground was broken in November 2025, and foundations are in. When it opens in late 2028, SMH Northport will be 9 stories with 100 private suites, 6 operating rooms, 2 cardiac cath labs, and 2 endoscopy labs, expandable to 208 beds quickly and more than 400 over time. It will be the first acute care hospital in the county's largest city, and the system estimates it will need about 74 additional physicians to staff it. A second 28-acre site in Welland Park is held in reserve for a freestanding ER and, eventually, a 4th hospital. System-wide, the 2 hospitals hold 109 licensed beds, and First Physicians Group, the employed medical group, has grown to 750 providers in 53 specialties at 74 locations. This fall, the entire enterprise converts to the Epic Electronic Health Record and its MyChart portal, the same platform used at Mayo and Cleveland Clinic, which is not an accident of branding. The competition. Sarasota Memorial is not alone, but nobody matches its scale. HCA Healthcare owns Doctors Hospital of Sarasota and Blake Hospital in Bradenton, which has Manatee County's only Level 2 trauma center and one of Florida's 6 burn units. Universal Health Services owns Manatee Memorial and Lakewood Ranch Medical Center, which is completing a $120 million expansion, adding 60 beds with plans to reach 240. Every one of those systems has been planting freestanding ERs along University Parkway and State Road 64, and at least 2 more are coming. Forbes' first hospital ranking this year listed 4 area facilities among Florida's best. Only SMH Sarasota earned 5 stars. The chains have deeper corporate pockets, but they lack the tax levy, the local board, and the willingness to run the services that lose money. Those money losers are also Sarasota Memorial's moat. When Fitch last published a market share figure, in 2013, the public system held about 53% of the county's hospital admissions, more than double its nearest rival. Most of the remainder belong to Venice area hospitals that have since closed or been eclipsed. The real competitive threat is not another Sarasota hospital. It is the drive to Tampa and the flight to Rochester. The scorecard, the destination patient checks. The credentials are the ones a skeptical retiree looks up, and they are independently audited. SMH Sarasota is the only hospital in Florida, and one of just 11 in the country, to earn the top 5-star quality rating from the Centers for Medicare and AMP. Medicaid services in every reporting period since the program began in 2016. It has received an A for patient safety from the LeapFrog Group on every report card since 2016. It has held magnet nursing designation since 2003. U.S. News 2026-27 Best Hospitals Report ranks it number 1 in the Sarasota-Manatee metro area and tied for number 11 in Florida, with 17 high-performing ratings at the Sarasota campus. Newsweek has placed it on its World's Best Hospitals list 8 years running, the only Suncoast hospital to make it. It also grows its own doctors. Sarasota County's first graduate medical education program launched in 2017 with Florida State University's College of Medicine, and nearly half the physicians who have completed residencies at Sarasota Memorial have stayed on staff, with about 70% remaining in Florida. In a physician shortage market where every competitor is recruiting, that pipeline is an asset money cannot buy. The pressure points: a public institution deserves scrutiny in proportion to its power, and the pressure on this one is real. Medicare. The same demographic that guarantees volume, guarantees thin reimbursement, and the Medicare shortfall has grown to nearly $130 million a year. Any federal cut to hospital payments lands harder in Sarasota than almost anywhere in the country, and the Northport Hospital will open into that environment. The property tax. The district's $94 million levy is not pledged as bond security, but it underwrites the safety net programs and much of the capital plan. The statewide push to overhaul or eliminate property taxes, which this newspaper has covered in the context of the library and the Performing Arts Hall, would reach the hospital district too. The rating agencies count the levy as a credit strength. Its loss would be a credit weakness at the precise moment the system has $425 million in new debt. Execution. More than $1 billion in projects, a new hospital that needs 74 physicians, a rehab pavilion, an endoscopy center, and a system-wide Epic conversion this fall add up to a demanding stretch. Hospitals that stumble on Epic conversions have watched billings seize up for quarters. The patient who leaves. Every rankings cycle is a referendum with the affluent. A single high-profile bad outcome, a surgeon who decamps to Tampa, or a subspecialty gap, can send a wealthy zip code's worth of complex cases up I-75. The system has bet $220 million on a cancer pavilion to hold them. It will know within a few years whether it worked. Politics. The elected board that makes Sarasota Memorial accountable also makes it vulnerable. The 2022 election seated candidates who campaigned on grievances over pandemic policy, and a former national security advisor living in Inglewood publicly called for the hospital to be privatized. The temperature has fallen, and the board has approved every major capital vote unanimously. But 5 of the 9 seats turn over this cycle. A century-old public trust could, in theory, be sold by a majority of 5. What it means on the islands. For Longboat Key, Lido, and St. Armand's, the practical picture is this. The nearest urgent care is on the Circle, open every day until 8 p.m., with lab and imaging on site. The nearest emergency room, trauma center, comprehensive stroke center, and cardiac cath lab are all on Tamiami Trail, where the rescue is headed the moment the paramedics decide it is serious. The heart, cancer, and joint programs that once sent island residents to Tampa or back north are now within a few blocks of Waldemere Street, and a $220 million outpatient cancer pavilion opened in June with parking for 700 cars. The residents paying for all of it, at $1.04 per $1,000 of taxable value, are the ones most likely to use it and the ones most able to take their business elsewhere. That is the wager at the heart of Sarasota Memorial's expansion, that a public hospital, funded by a wealthy tax base and answerable to local voters, can be good enough to keep the rich at home and open enough to catch everyone else. On a coast where the median resident is well past Medicare age, it may be the single most consequential piece of infrastructure in the region. It is worth knowing what it is spending, who is deciding, and what happens if the bet goes wrong.